Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration. Not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to simplify information in a way that helps people cut through the noise and confusion to get to the essence of what's critical for them to attain their goals. So I am super excited to introduce Megan Shaw. Now, Megan is a certified nutrition coach and personal trainer based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And for the past 10 years, she's been helping people on their journey to health and wellness through simple, sustainable changes that create meaningful, lasting results. Now, taking a holistic approach, Megan guides each client through her online coaching programs to find what works best for each person's unique lifestyle and goals. Well, welcome, Megan. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here and thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I just love how you're helping people achieve their wellness goals through a, it sounds like really a customized, holistic approach. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, thanks. I'm excited to talk more about this.
Yeah. And so, Megan, top of mind question for me here is exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own, you know, personal training and nutrition coaching practice?
Yeah, I think I had always wanted to be fairly independent or work for myself. And when I first started as a personal trainer, it was important to me to, you know, have a lot of autonomy and kind of be able to set my own schedule. And then when I added in nutrition coaching a few years later, that's when I really created my own LLC and just kind of started my own business there. And the nutrition coaching was always completely online. So it was very easy to be independent with that. And obviously with the pandemic situation and everything kind of transitioning online, that shift was a lot easier and made it pretty simple to add that in and be able to be super independent with that.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. And obviously nutrition is such a huge complement to personal training, you know, to achieve that, those health goals and those fitness goals. So yeah, it makes perfect sense. Yeah, absolutely. And so I know that you've been, you know, doing this work for roughly a decade, which is really impressive. Has your business mission or vision evolved during that time? I'm not quite clear when, I think you just mentioned though, when you started your nutrition coaching that added to things, but, you know, can you share a little bit more about that journey from when you started, you know, 10 years ago to where you are today and what kind of shifts you've made?
Yeah, so it definitely has been a bit of a journey. When I first started doing personal training in 2011, I didn't really know, I think, ultimately where I wanted to go with that. I really enjoyed the training, but I wasn't sure kind of where that was going to take me in the future. And I started to get more interested in nutrition just for myself and kind of experimenting more with how big of an impact nutritional changes could have on health and wellness. And the more I became interested in that, I also started to see how my clients were asking me more questions about nutrition, and that seemed to be kind of the missing link for people when it came to really reaching their goals. Mm-hmm. So I decided to get certified as a nutrition coach. And at that time, online coaching was kind of becoming more prominent, and it just seemed like such a great way to not only be able to add on to what I was offering as a personal trainer, but also to really kind of scale up the coaching process. I mean, as a trainer, you only have so many hours in a day, so many mm-hmm. people you can work with in person, right. But being able to do coaching, nutrition coaching online, and just being able to do that with anybody anywhere in the world has been really cool.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense, because people are, you know, they're becoming more aware of what they do put in their body has a pretty strong impact on how they're feeling and the, right. you know, what their fitness routine is. We put a lot of work into maybe a daily routine, and if you're not seeing the results, that can be really frustrating, and nutrition can play a huge role in the results. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your business?
You know, I mean, I've been really lucky. I've had really supportive environments that I've been working in and just really great clients. I think for me, probably the biggest roadblock, especially at the beginning, was just feeling like I was never going to know enough to be, you know, at that expert level, or to really, like, I felt like I just kept wanting to learn more before I started doing the thing. And mm-hmm. That it would just, you know, I would see these people that had been doing this forever and were really experts in the field, and feeling like, how could I ever kind of catch up to that, or, you know, be able to offer as good of a service as somebody who's been doing this for a long time. So I do think for me, that was a little bit of a roadblock, and just kind of having to kind of get over that mindset of not being good enough, or kind of the imposter syndrome, and just realize that I can help people, and that kind of learning by doing and just really jumping in and getting experience as I went.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense, because there is a lot of information. I can only imagine just getting your certification in nutrition. There's had to have been a lot of information that you had to learn. And obviously you met that bar and you became certified. So, you know, officially you had enough information, but it sounds like there's a bit of a perfectionism within you that wanted to always maybe excel beyond the bar. So besides just saying, okay, let's just get moving, was there any specific technique that you used to be able to overcome that sense of, oh gosh, I just don't quite know enough, I need to learn more? Did you, besides just, like I said, okay, enough is enough, let's just go, let's just do this.
So I think one thing that was really helpful is just talking with other coaches and kind of being a part of other groups of similar people in my same field, where just learning that everybody felt that way mm-hmm. at some point, you know, and even the people that I would consider the experts that I'm hoping to be as good as them someday, that they all feel that as well. And kind of just being encouraged to, you know, go out there and kind of, as you say, sort of use what your own special skills are, your zone of genius, and kind of figure out what it is that I'm really good at and playing to that strength. And mm-hmm. really just also just to keep learning and like keep engaging with that and wanting to learn, but at the same time, not letting that hold me back from, you know, helping people now with what I already know.
Right. Yes. Owning the fact that you do know your stuff
right.
and standing firm in that. And obviously, Megan, you are an expert at helping people achieve their wellness goals and their fitness goals, no doubt, through nutrition and, you know, their exercise routines and whatnot. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or the sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes, for sure. this has always been kind of a challenge for me. And I remember when I first started working as a trainer, and I would do all these, you know, sort of free assessments or, you know, equipment introductions to people that were new at the gym. And then mm-hmm. at the end was sort of my chance to tell them about what I was offering, or, you know, tell them about personal training. And it would be so uncomfortable for me to feel like I was being the pushy salesperson. And I think for me personally, as soon as I feel like someone is trying to sell me something, that's when I start to want to walk away. So I didn't want to make other people feel that way. So I definitely have found it challenging to find that balance between, you know, letting people know what I can offer them and being pushy or feeling like I'm pressuring them to make a decision and, you know, sign up for something.
Right. Yes, I understand that. And you're definitely not alone in having those feelings and maybe a lot of baggage from past experiences that you've had to suffer through with people that are trying to force you into something that made you feel like you're pressuring me and I really don't want this, but you're making me feel stupid if I say no, and all that awful kind of situation that's pretty much old school, but I hate to say it's still happening out there. But I've got some insight for you if you'd like that'll probably help you with that mindset.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, so here's the thing, you know, the big difference between what you described and that you resist and that you really don't want to be, and the person that you are, is the fact that you're coming from a place of genuine concern for the person's wellness and well-being. And my guess is that you know deep down that if they have a big goal for themselves, that it takes a lot for them to achieve that goal, considering the body's, you know, responding to this and that and accountability and sticking with it and all these things that go into achieving these health and wellness goals. So knowing what you know about what it takes to achieve a wellness goal, this is the thing that I think will help you the most, is if you ask more questions of the person that you're speaking with, that, you know, you're looking to present a plan or, you know, a solution for. If you ask more questions, just like you do as a trainer, you know, when you have a client, you need to find out, okay, do you have any injuries? Is there any history of arthritis? Do you have this going on? What's going on for you that I need to take into consideration so that I plan the best strategy for you? So if you were to take that mindset and apply it to the pre-client mindset, in other words, the sales portion of the whole process, and just be inquisitive, just discover what are your goals? What and why would you have this goal? What's important for you and why is this important? And, you know, you're not grilling them by any means. It's a comfortable conversation. And after you gain clarity in terms of what they really do want to achieve and why, then, you know, you just, you find out, well, is this something that you feel well equipped to do yourself? Because there are a lot of things that go into achieving these bigger goals. Or would you like to talk about a strategy that I could support you with? And so you really pass the baton in terms of, you're giving them a lot of clarity around what's going on and how difficult, you know, and what some complexities are. You're not using a tactic. You're being real, right? You're being authentic, just coming from your place of expertise. And then you're just genuinely asking them if they would like support in achieving that goal.
Yeah, that definitely makes a lot of sense. And I think that sounds really great because it's sort of getting the potential client to really define the problem that they are struggling with and kind of how I can help them solve that problem.
Yeah.
But they're almost sort of walking themselves through that process instead of me.
Right. Instead of telling them, you're supporting them.
Right.
And that's a huge difference. And that's where I always coach from a place of compassion and support versus convincing and force. And there's a huge difference in that. And it just feels good for everybody, you know, because your compassion and your authenticity comes through and they realize that this is not an easy thing to do. And it would be great to have somebody in their court helping guide them and make those right choices so that they do get those results faster. So anyway, hopefully that'll help. Let me know, you know, how that goes, the next conversation you have. I'd love to hear.
Yeah, I will. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. And Megan, you know, we have just been through, what, 18 months, 20 months here or so of the pandemic, which we're not all the way through it. There's still, you know, recurrences of this and that. And it's had a huge impact on people's wellness and awareness of their wellness and health. So I'm curious, what impact besides this, you know, the online, you know, nutrition program that you're offering, which is makes that so accessible to people worldwide, but has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Yeah. So what's been really interesting is I think as people have, you know, just been at home more or just everybody's situation has changed so much over the past year or so, I think for one thing, people are just sort of realizing how important it is to take care of themselves or to focus mm-hmm. on their own health and maybe why they would want to do that. I think there also has just been more emphasis on, you know, not just like diet and exercise, but really kind of the more holistic approach or sort of looking at your overall health and wellness, you know, physical, mental, emotional health, rather than maybe just wanting to, you know, lose weight or people are thinking about how can I reduce stress or avoid burnout or, you know, all these other factors that really affect all the things like your nutrition or your other health choices. And I think people are really starting to see kind of how all those things tie together and looking at how they can kind of take that bigger picture and become healthier on a total body level and not just maybe, you know, a physical change.
Right. Yes, absolutely. That's kind of what I gathered that was happening out there. I mean, I know in my world, you know, for me, you know, it is definitely something that is just increasing in my awareness of, oh, there are a lot of different things at play here that I don't really totally understand. And that, you know, somebody like you with your expertise can really help me walk the straight and narrow path versus, you know, the overwhelm when you do any sort of Google search,
right?
It's like, oh my God, you know,
yes.
And that's, you know, it basically creates inertia, you know, then there's
yes.
no motion.
Exactly. Yeah. There's so much information out there and it's so much of it is conflicting or it's changing all the time that you're
exactly.
right. That's exactly when you decide to do nothing because it's easier to not do anything.
I love the work you do. Yeah. And so Megan, how do you work with people who want to finally achieve their own health and wellness goals? How, you know, can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah. So like I said, I tend to take more of a holistic approach and really trying to look at somebody's entire life and not just, you know, like what are you eating or what kind of exercise are you doing? Things like sleep and stress management, you know, even your mindset, your physical environment, all of these things that really do affect the choices that you make on a daily basis and therefore your overall health. I think it's really impossible almost to separate out just nutrition without looking at what else is happening in your life. So, you know, I work with clients who might have a wide variety of goals, but for me, there's always a focus on really mastering the basics and building a solid foundation of health habits. And then building off of that to meet a person's individual needs while also really making sure that it fits into their real life. So not making things super complicated or, you know, things that only work for a short term, but really looking at somebody's entire lifestyle and kind of figuring out how we can help them get where they want to be and stay there.
Right. Yes, no, that makes a lot of sense. It is very complex and it stands to reason that, you know, working at an individual level is so important because, you know, just like you described, I mean, there are a myriad of daily choices that people make that all are taken and need to be taken into consideration. So yeah, I love that. You have a very, very, you know, comprehensive approach, but yet, you know, like we talked about, your zone of genius is the ability to just see through all that chaos and noise and really zero in on what is that best, you know, strategy for that one person. So yeah, I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you or learn more about you and your expertise?
Yeah. So definitely if you search for Megan Schall Nutrition Coaching on Google, that'll pop up there. Or Megan Schall on Instagram and Facebook. I have pages there as well as YouTube. So pretty much just search for Megan Schall on any of the social media sites, and you will find more from me there.
Okay, fantastic. And so that's Megan, M-E-G-A-N, and Schall is S-C-H-A-L-L. And I will include, and I should say, look in the show notes for those hyperlinks to take you to the different social platforms where Megan is very active, and be sure to follow her. So, well, Megan, it has been just so great listening to you, and you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have even started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I would say just focus on doing the next thing. And this is really a big part of my coaching philosophy as well, that, you know, instead of looking at how far you have to go or all of the things that have to be done, like, really, what is the one thing that you can do right now that will move you in the right direction, even if it's a teeny tiny little step, but really breaking down your goal into those very small action steps and making it really easy. Even if it feels like you're not really getting anywhere with that, those small steps really do add up over time. And so I think, like we talked about before, it's so easy to get overwhelmed by all the things. And if you just can think, really, what is my next tiny little step forward?
Yeah, I love that. That is, again, you know, true to your zone of genius. That is the simple, you know, keep it clear, keep it simple approach, you know, focus on taking that one next step, and not just 15 steps all at the same time. So
exactly.
Yeah, I love that. Well, thank you, Megan. And it's just been, like I said, so great hearing about your journey, from your early work as a, you know, a personal trainer within probably a health facility, to now stepping out on your own, and this impactful work you're doing as a certified nutrition coach and personal trainer, helping people on their journey to health and wellness by guiding them to make simple and sustainable changes that create meaningful and lasting results. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you inviting me on here, and it was great to talk to you.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can find Megan Schall on the social platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, by searching for her name, Megan Schall, S-C-H-A-L-L. All right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the compassionate selling approach, where you've fully supported your potential client's decision-making process by activating the four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients in each step of their journey with you? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Megan Schall. And as always, here's to your success.